Millions of dollars are flowing into this low-cap altcoin because of their world-changing discovery.
Working alongside Google and the government, VC money is pouring into this low-cap. You can't miss it.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beanpod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today we're going to be revealing a low-cap altcoin that is seeing millions of dollars flowing into it right now because of their new world-changing technology.
This technology is extremely revolutionary. When you look at its current market cap, because it only just launched, versus that of its competitors, this thing can legitimately do a 200x because the market cap right now is somewhere around 2 to 3 million.
It's tiny.
Tiny. Super tiny. Its competitors are sitting around 1 billion. This is a project that has been in development for over 5 years. They are working with a government from around the world and have worked alongside Google from their AI accelerator program that comes with a bunch of, you know, money and expertise and know-how and et cetera. So when you combine all that together with a venture capital firm that is pouring millions of dollars into this, it is worthy of our attention.
So if you've been watching the show for a while, you know we are big on projects that are real, have docs teams, have actual technology, a real business, and are solving real problems around the world. And this new low cap, which as Josh mentioned, just launched. This is brand new. We're early to this. It ticks all of those boxes. Now, this operates in an industry that you're going to be familiar with if you're a fan of the show, and that is decentralized science. It's one of the hottest sectors of crypto, and that's because, again, it's real companies solving real problems. But what makes this one different is it's focused on using, and this is what we talked about earlier on the show, saying this is a game-changing technology. These guys are building specific AI technology to help diagnose cancer and tuberculosis faster than any current technology that's available on the market. And when you look at global spending on just cancer medicine in 2023, $225 billion. Now, this is increasing significantly every year as, you know, unfortunately, lots of people get cancer. This is one of the biggest health problems in the world. So when we see a company that is in DeSci, that is targeting possibly the most valuable part of the healthcare industry in cancer medicine, backed by Google, working with a government, and has millions of dollars of venture capital money flowing into it, this is one we cannot ignore.
So the name of the project is Zaia AI, and the ticker is ZAI, and it just launched with a tiny market cap on Binance Smart Chain. Zaia AI is using artificial intelligence to reduce laboratory costs, to improve efficiency and diagnosis times when it comes to, unfortunately, cancer. And anybody who is dealing with that would really appreciate having a platform out there that exists to ensure that, you know, a working product, when you can upload your images straight onto a platform and then you can have these pathologists from all around the world actually analyze the data and work together, because right now there is a shortage of these pathologists, but there is an increase in these biopsies that are occurring. So this platform is quite revolutionary in terms of what they're doing.
Yeah, and you know, we've been keying in on projects that build businesses first and then launch crypto tokens. Like we saw the very successful launch of Mudo Hub, the DNA token, which also is in decentralized science, and that went so well because they built a real business and then they launched the token. Well, we've seen the same thing here with Zaia AI, right? So this is not just like a a concept. They're like, oh, you know, we're building this AI technology. Hopefully one day we can deploy it and people can diagnose cancer quicker than current technology. They have a working project and they're currently being used by 9 medical institutions. And as we kind of alluded to earlier, they've collaborated with the Indonesian government to create the world's first AI-driven mass screening solution. So this is actually being done. They're putting this technology out and proven the use case in the world already. You can actually go to their website, go to the Zaya AI website, and upload a whole slide image, and it'll use its proprietary AI algorithms to analyze and detect early signs of cancer. This is an absolute game changer. And, you know, the fact that they've done this, they've kind of built this for several years, working in Web2, proven the technology, and now are going to reap the benefits from a red-hot crypto space. Like, how hot is crypto in the world? Everybody's talking about crypto. The president is all in on crypto. Crypto is the frontier for 2025. They're entering a decentralized science sector, which has all of the top people in the industry, CZ, Brian Armstrong, Binance, Coinbase, Vitalik. Everyone has weighed in on DeSci, and they're also investing in it very heavily. So the timing is perfect for an established business like Zaya AI to say, look, we're going to take our technology and we're going to add in all the advantages of blockchain and crypto and a token. And that's what they've done with their new token, Zaya AI.
So the current way of doing things is quite outdated, you know, using a microscope pathology diagnosis system, you know, where they, you know, like the low microscope, you got to look at it and then you have to have a brick and mortar clinic where then the pathologist in that area would then identify, you know, maybe what is going on. Well, what Zaya AI has done is they've digitized it all. And they've already digitized tissue images from several pathologies of about 500,000 cases and millions of tissue images. Their AI imaging processing system is quite revolutionary. So they've received a 7 out of 9 on the NASA tech readiness scale. What does this mean? Well, it means their prototypes have already been tested and demonstrated in real world cases in hospitals from all around the world. Get this, their pilot reduced diagnosis time from 1 hour to 10 minutes.
Wow.
With a 98% accuracy, reducing human error by 30%. So imagine what that does for the human population when pathologists, and I got some stats here, there should be 10 specialists for every 100,000 people. Right now in the EU, there's 3 pathologists for every 100,000. Mm-hmm. In Germany, there's 2. So there's not enough of these pathologists to go around. When you have Zaya AI, imagine people can upload their images and then it utilizes AI to do the diagnosis. But then you can have pathologists from all around the world access this platform to give their interpretation of what's going on utilizing the AI. It's going to benefit the entire world.
Yeah, this is really one of those sectors where we're going to see AI make a massive change in relatively short order. And when you look further into the website, into how it works, and just how interesting their technology is, so you upload your whole slides on the website, it automatically gives you probability scores, heat maps, and rapidly distinguishes between normal and cancerous tissue, and then provides intelligent viewing and selection of areas with high density of tumoral cells. This is very technical stuff, but they're doing it all automatically in the digital world with their AI tech. And the way they've been able to do this is because, again, go onto the website, check out the team. These guys have dozens of PhD scientists working on the team. This isn't just like a two-man show. This is a real company, and it is absolutely legit. And then when you come to the token, right? So it's like, okay, well, this is all great, but why do they need the token? The ZAI token is actually going to be central to the entire ecosystem of products. So organizations or customers or potential clients or patients can use ZAI to pay for their services. You can, and same thing going back to like the earlier days, I say it's like a year ago when we started talking about DeSci, it's like, it's great in DeSci where you can upload your data and get rewarded. Well, same thing with this. Patients can allow their medical data to be used to train the Zaya AI AI models and get rewarded with the Zaya AI token. They also offer clinical studies, and as a patient, you can get rewarded with the Zaya AI token in addition to staking. And we've been talking about staking quite a bit lately because staking sounds like it could get legalized in the United States of America. I think staking is going to become very hot again. And guess what? ZAI can be staked in order to gain exclusive access and rewards and to earn more tokens from their ecosystem. So the token has a lot of use case.
Excellent. I mean, that's great. And that probably explains why Rollman Group has raised a $20 million investment to scale into Zaya AI. $20 million these guys are going to pump into Zaya. Mm. This is a project with a $2 million market cap.
Yeah.
You know, Zaya AI also comes out with the Google for Startups, where they received a $300,000 grant from Google from one of the AI first accelerator programs. You know, there's a lot going on with Zaya, and people might be questioning, okay, why should I add another token to my DeSci portfolio? Well, all it takes is for one of these DeSci projects to really become a unicorn and hit the masses. And I think having maybe like spread out amongst five or six of them, one of them could end up becoming this multi-billion dollar company mm-hmm. that breaks into the real world and actually sees some insane adoption. So adding Zaya to the portfolio seems like a good one.
Yeah, 100%. We've made this the newest addition to our DeSci portfolio, which now we have AXGT, we have DNA, we have Well, we have Psy, and now we have ZAI. This one is the newest one. It just launched on Binance Smart Chain, as we said. And when you look at the market caps of even some of the competitors like AxenDAO, it's 100 and 150 million, whatever. And even some other DeSci projects in the space, which are several hundred million. And, you know, not even thinking about actual like traditional, you know, cancer foundation companies, which are worth billions, right? So the potential here is massive. Crypto is red hot right now. DeSci is red hot right now. And Zaya AI, with their proven technology to detect cancer faster than almost anything else in the world, this could be a real game changer. So for us, an early stage token like this, it had to be added to our portfolio.
Absolutely. Look, if you guys have any questions about Zaya, let us know in the comments and then tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.